I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois lawmakers are demanding answers about the practice of locking kids in seclusion rooms in schools. They met Tuesday in the first legislative hearing since a news report brought attention to the practice late last year. Mike Smith has more.
The story from ProPublica Illinois and the Chicago Tribune revealed thousands of incidents in which kids with special needs were locked away, usually alone, and often for reasons that broke the law. Vanessa Foley, mother of a 9-year-old on the autism spectrum, said she wasn't shocked by the report.
But what really angered me was the fact that such criminal abuse went on for so long with little accountability. Where was the oversight? Who was in charge?
Experts and advocates at the hearing told lawmakers schools need more resources for training and oversight of all staff. Education officials also said there was a difference between legitimate therapy-based de-escalation techniques and the abuse exposed by the investigation. I'm Mike Smith.
The Illinois Department of Revenue is reminding small businesses that they could be eligible for a tax credit. It's related to the state's recent minimum wage increase. Spokesman Sam Salustro says it's intended to help businesses stay competitive. The credit is available for companies with fewer than 50 employees.
So if a worker experiences a $1 raise increase, the business will be able to offset 25% of that. And that will slowly phase out over the next few years.
The minimum wage reaches $15 by 2025. That includes corresponding reductions in the tax credit. Salustro says businesses can claim the offset on their quarterly Illinois income tax returns. A draft task force report obtained by the Associated Press suggests reducing Illinois' property tax burden. This could be done by consolidating local governments, standardizing assessments, and tightening up procedures for assessment appeals. The task force was pushed by lawmakers skeptical of Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker's plan to ask voters this fall whether to adopt a graduated income tax. The lawmakers want to ensure that additional revenue from the income tax helps reduce property taxes. And a former state senator from central Illinois has died. Patrick Welch represented the 38th District from 1983 to 2005. The Illinois Valley Democrat also served a stint as assistant director of the Illinois Department of Revenue. Welch died Tuesday from complications from a stroke. He also suffered from dementia. Welch was 71. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. In Heron, residents will have a chance to weigh in on a possibility of a recreational marijuana dispensary. Steph Whiteside has more.
The city is holding a meeting for residents to discuss allowing sales of recreational marijuana at 6 p.m. on Wednesday at Heron City Hall. Mayor Steve Frattini stresses that the meeting is limited to discussing whether or not a dispensary can operate in Heron, and it is not a forum on the pros and cons of legalization.
The impact both on the law enforcement, the social impacts, and everything else, none of that really matters in this meeting because that's already established by state law.
Frattini says speakers will be limited to 3-minute comments during the meeting, and the city council could hold a vote on the issue as early as February. Steph Whiteside, WSIU.
Meanwhile, the Pritzker administration has released applications for more aspects of the cannabis industry. The Illinois Department of Agriculture's Bureau Chief of Medical Plants, Jeff Cox, says the license apps are for marijuana transporters, infusers, and craft growers.
They're similar to the cultivation centers that we currently have in Illinois. However, they are smaller and they're capped at a maximum of 14,000 square feet of flowering space. So they are similar to a craft brewery, for example. They're just not as big, and the idea being that it provides a lot more opportunity for people to get into the cannabis industry.
Those interested can submit their application between February 14th and March 16th. I'm Jennifer Fuller.